recently from a newly minted graduate of our school system, railing about that same school system as mostly purveyors of communist propaganda. It forced him to learn about Islam, but didn't teach the Bible. It taught him Egyptian history, but never once, not once, mentioned Moses parting the Red Sea. Apparently, his science teachers wouldn't touch it either, afraid, probably, it would subvert the shaky foundations of rationalism. I've lived here long enough to remember when those commies used to bring in creationist speakers, and when evolution was fairly taboo, days our graduate would like to bring back. Religion, I've learned the hard way, is a tough subject to tiptoe around. Any religion. Just not an amusing topic for the true believer. So mostly I just pick a safer target and hope not too many toes are stepped on. But I have to say, in a country that vents mightily about the Taliban or extreme Muslimism, it is troubling to realize the folks who hate the false gods and beliefs of others would gladly set up their own religious schools and maybe make second-class citizens of their Jewish classmates or their Sikh or Hindu or Baha'i or Buddhist or Catholic or, well, anybody but their particular sect. They want freedom of religion, all right. Theirs, not yours. I wish religion was the opiate of the masses, but sadly, it's the testosterone. Maybe if we didn't have religious beliefs to fight about, we'd wage wars over scientific dogma instead. The big bangers versus the multidimensionalists. Eat this theory, blasphemer. Facts, though, don't seem to matter, just fervent faith. I can't prove it, so what? I believe it, so it's true. Obama's a Muslim. Evolution is a fraud. The moon landing was a hoax. God is a Christian. The universe sits on the back of a tortoise. Aliens are among us. The world banking system is controlled by Zionists. The Stanwoodopolis school system is a communist conspiracy. It's nice to know that our taxes have done a fine job educating our children. I think they'll be ready to take their place in society. Sometimes, though, honest to your God, even on the South End, there's no place to hide from these people.